Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gorel hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roseborough hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to third. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walls hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Drysdale spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drysdale. Thompson moves to third. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Walls moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Neil. Walls scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gorrell is 0-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Larker reaches third base with a triple. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Briggs. Larker scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Drysdale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dark is 0-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Drysdale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam strikes out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Roseborough is 0-1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furillo is 0-1 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Walls is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Long reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Larker hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Larker moves to second. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker moves to third. Neal moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larker scores. Neal scores. Drysdale moves to second. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Marcelino Solis now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drysdale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drysdale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Thacker and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimolai now playing left field. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Marcelino Solis. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseborough hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Dodgers. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Long hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cimoli moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli tags and scores. Hodges tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Dodgers. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gorrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Gorrell moves to third. Dark moves to second. Fred Kipp now pitching. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clem Labine now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.